I wanted to just hear, you know, your little mini story, if you would, about your experience before the sleep guard, after the sleep guard, how you found it, you know, what the difference it's made for you.
All right. Well, I've always ground my teeth as long as I can remember and had problems with my jaw and caused headaches, all that good stuff. Tried a variety of mouthpieces, but I have trouble keeping a full mouthpiece in my mouth all night. So recently, my dentist gave me a, well, I purchased a, it's a small mouthpiece that just goes in the front teeth. And,
the NTI? Works, is that what it's called?
That sounds right. I didn't have any problems keeping it in, except that it caused me then to grind my front teeth against the mouthpiece, and I could see my front teeth starting to wear down.
Oh.
Just like my back teeth were. And I said, well, that's not something I'm willing to live with. So I started searching for other options and was searching online, and that's how I found a sleep guard. And decided to try it out and discovered that it worked really well for me, which kind of surprised me because I don't grind my teeth at all during the day, so I was kind of concerned about how effective the training would be. I wasn't sure how well that would work, and it worked quite well, actually. And it's been very effective for me. It was cheaper than that mouthpiece I had, and it's no longer wearing down my front teeth, and I don't have any problems with headaches.
Really?
I still do grind my teeth some at night, but it's a significantly smaller amount.
Wow.
You know, based on the feedback from the device. And yeah, I don't, I still get headaches every now and again, but nothing like they were.
Wow. So can you put a number on them? Like you used to get them 20 times or 10 times a month, and now you get them one or two times? Or give me some kind of just quantifiable idea.
Okay, so like it probably was at least 15 days a month.
Okay.
And it's down to one or two.
Wow. Okay. And did it work for you right away, or was it a little hard in the beginning, or?
No, it worked right away.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, it was, the form I turned in with the data on it, that was right away.
Okay, great. So in my checklist here of symptoms, I wrote down headaches, worn teeth, no root canal or anything for your teeth.
Nope.
No ringing in your ears?
No.
Cracked teeth, loose teeth?
No.
Neck pain?
Jaw pain.
Jaw pain, okay.
And my jaw does pop and click and
all
those lovely things.
Okay. You've been doing it for as long as you can remember, huh?
Yes.
And did it pop and click right from the being an early young one, or does that come later?
That started when I was a teenager.
Okay. Okay, got it. Are you still using it every night, or do you take it off and not use it from time to time?
I periodically take it off. I have some pretty significant issues with sleeping, just in general. It's not related to this.
Okay.
So every once in a while, if I'm really struggling with getting to sleep, I'll take it off.
Okay.
But other than that, I use it.
Okay. Okay. And the other things that you've tried in your life besides the NTI were, did you try mouth guard or drugs or acupuncture?
Mouth guard. When I was a teenager, I had braces for a while, and they thought that they could reposition my jaw with the braces and cause it to stop, but that didn't really work.
Okay.
And, but that's it then.
No chiropractic, hypnosis?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. And I do take muscle relaxants, but those don't do anything for my jaw.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Weird.
That is interesting. Boy, oh boy. All right, Michelle. Well, I don't think, unless there's anything else that you want to say or you remembered that's important to say. Okay. But I'll be in touch over the next, you know, week or so. You tell me if it works for you, all that jazz, and we'll go back and forth and then be good to go.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.